What is it like to be here in Charlotte for this big week?
Oh, it's very exciting. I mean, to walk through any convention hall, whether the Republican convention or the Democratic, you just get a sense of the history and the honor that we have as Americans to be able to choose our leaders every 4 years. And so it's the Maryland delegation is here, Barbara Mikulski, Elijah Cummings, Ben Cardin. So the Maryland delegation you will see a lot of in leadership positions, and it's going to be a great convention.
And it seems like the Maryland delegation gets a lot of focus every year, but even more so this year.
Well, we're a strong delegation. I mean, Ben Cardin and Barbara Mikulski are two of the most highly respected United States senators in the country. Steny Hoyer in the House, Dutch Ruppersberger, Elijah Cummings. I mean, these are all leadership people. We might be a small state. We don't have as many Congress people as other states do, but our members of Congress are very respected. John Sarbanes and Chris Van Hollen, they're all in very high-ranking members.
Are you looking forward to making another speech on the floor of the convention? It's got to be a thrill of a lifetime to be able to do it even again.
Yes. I mean, it's a great honor. And I believe for our country's future and for Maryland, we need to reelect Barack Obama. We need to move forward and not go back to the failed policies that drove us into a recession to begin with. And so I'm honored to be able to share some thoughts with the delegates. Now, I only have like 5 minutes. So, you know, I'm not a member of the Obama family. I'm not, on the ticket, and I'm not the keynoter. So please keep your – but I'm going to do the best I can in those 5 minutes to lay out, you know, why it's so important that we reelect President Obama, and to speak in a way for all Democratic governors in our country who are moving their states forward with greater job creation and expanding opportunities.
Nice to do it early in the convention, too, so you can get it out of the way and have some fun.
Oh, more than you know. I mean, to have it over with at the beginning is a real blessing, just for my own sense of personal stress.
Now, how about the message this week? A week-long message for the party as they gather here.
Yes, the week-long message for the party is this, that we are coming out of the worst recession that we've had since the Great Depression. We've now been able to put together 29 months in a row of positive private sector job growth, but there's still too many people that are still looking for work and can't find it. So we need to do what our parents and grandparents did, which is to make the right decisions, to invest in educating, innovating, and rebuilding our country so that our country can give even more back to us and to our children. We're the greatest job-generating nation ever created in the history of the planet. America is synonymous around the world, is known as the land of opportunity, and we still are. We can't sell America short. We have to be willing to do as our parents and grandparents did, invest in her today so that she can give back to us.
Big week.
Big week. Great week.
Thank you.
Thank you.